The coronavirus has upended the financial lives of hundreds of thousands of Massachusetts residents. We asked you to share your experience with us. And this morning, WBUR's Adrian Ma brings us the first of those stories in a new series we're calling My COVID Economy. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, Bob.
So who are we hearing from this morning?
So today you're going to hear from Virginia Wood. In January, she started a new job with a company called EF Education First.
EF Education, they specialize in school travel programs.
That's right. And business travel and cultural exchange programs. The company has a big office in Cambridge. In March, the coronavirus pandemic had shut down travel around the world, and that had consequences for EF employees like Virginia Wood. And, well, I'll let her tell you what happened next.
My name is Virginia, and I'm from Virginia, ironically, but that's not why I'm named Virginia. I'm a UX designer, which means that I design websites and applications. I felt very satisfied with the end of 2019 because I had worked really hard to get to where I was, and I was able to get like what I thought was my dream job. The fact that I would be recreating an entire product really excited me because I want to be a product designer, like a full-on, like real product designer. And it was like the perfect environment for me to be doing that and to be experimenting with my different skill set. It was pretty exciting. I was very, very, very happy. But then, it all sort of went downhill. It's just crazy how, even though I had just done what I thought was like a big move for me, like my next big chapter, something that would be taking it away was happening at the same time as well. And I couldn't have prepared mentally at all for that. It happened on a Wednesday in March, in the middle of the month. My manager, who I hadn't talked to in a little bit, set up a one-on-one. And then she started saying, we really appreciate you. And I was like, okay, this is it. This is it. It's going to happen. So she said that you'd be laid off. Then she said I had like 15 minutes to get everything off of the computer before I would be kicked off of everything. At first, I felt sad, angry and helpless because my whole future was swept out from underneath my feet. If I do get unemployment, we'll be able to afford the apartment and food without any trouble. But it's just like, I don't know when I'm going to get that money. Applying for unemployment as a UX designer, let's just say I wish I could get a job with the government to fix those problems because it's just a mess. I will probably lose some of my savings during this time, which is really upsetting because I don't like touching my savings. It's supposed to be for the future. And I don't know how long I'll have to be touching it, but we'll see. Luckily, I have health insurance for 2 more months. I mean, I would hope I'd get a job by then. I'm going to turn this into energy to get a new job, and that job is going to be really good, and I feel like I'm going to be more tough and, like, be less sensitive in the next role, because I felt like I could be vulnerable in that position, like, nice and polite. Like, I didn't have to, like, showboat or anything, but I can't help but feel like maybe if I had, I would have seemed more like an asset that they couldn't get rid of.
That was Virginia Wood in Boston's North End. She shared her story with WBUR's Adrian Ma for our new series called My COVID Economy. Adrian, did you learn anything else from her?
A quick update, Bob. Since I last talked to Virginia, she says she has received her first unemployment payment.
Okay. Adrian, if other listeners have stories they'd like to share, how do they get in touch?
Well, it's pretty easy. Just go to wbur.org/mycovideconomy. We're collecting all kinds of stories about how the coronavirus has affected people's work or financial lives. So if you have got a story, tell us. That website is wbur.org/mycovideconomy. That's MYCOVID economy.
WBUR's Adrian Ma. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.